Listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
The thing is, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
Do you think that the society that you live in is one you ought to rebel against, or do you think you're rebelling against it?
Yes, definitely rebelling against it.
To ride. Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
Kind of gigging, Johnny, till I die.
They all listen to like most music, you know, and that's what we're doing is we're here to alleviate that, you know, get people dancing, help them remember what rock and roll used to be like and is now, but only in a very few cases.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area, and also syndicating across several different campus community stations here throughout Canada. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Palaszczuk. Adam, hi, and welcome.
Hello, Dave, and hello, listeners, to another great edition of Revolution Rock. Tonight, very excited for this episode, we're going to be bringing you brand new music from Motorbike, new releases from King Khan, we're going to be playing some material from Blue Oil, a bit of an obscure band that has a new compilation out. We're going to be hearing something from that group, which is really awesome, a solo track from Grian Chadden, who is actually the front person for Fontaines DC, so very excited for that. And also in this episode, highlighting another anniversary, as we do so often, this time for an album that may be arguably the best solo record of his career, Berlin by Lou Reed, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary this week.
Yeah, and we're going to play a selection of tracks in celebration of that. We also have some new music from Ron Gallo, Deer Tick, Spoon. New music from Spoon?
Yeah, new EP from Spoon. And then also some classic tracks from Tiny Baby. We're going to be going back in time a little bit as well. Hearing some music from the likes of... Oh my God, Dave, I just realized. Otherwise, it's all brand new music on this episode.
We got lots of new music. But we're going to start off with a track by Kid Congo Powers and the Pink Monkey Birds from an EP they put out in 2021. I just have a question, Adam. Are you ready? Are you ready?
For what?
Are you ready, Freddy?
Okay.
That's the name of the song.
Oh, that's great. That's what a coincidence. Right. Okay.
Are you ready, Freddy?
We are, but before we do, we want to make sure our listeners are ready with your request. If you have anything you want to hear on this edition of Revolution Rock, please dial 519-971-3630. And if you happen to be Detroit or around the world, you can phone us toll-free at 1-855-344-2526. Dig CJAM. So with that said, Dave, I think we're now ready, Freddy.
Ready, Freddy! That must be it. Let's go to the beach. Little feet scamper across the sands of time, taking four steps or more to each one of mine. And I take delight in the joy they get from slipping on a log. In these times of trouble, I love a little ball. I like little dogs. I like little dogs. I love my little dog. Come on, little buddy. Come on, little buddy. Let's go.
You're tuned in to CJAM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock. I'm Adam here with Dave, and we just came back from a set there featuring mainly brand new music. Only one song going back about 2 years, but just calling back from the very end. I love that song from a brand new album by Mudhoney. It's been out, I think, maybe just a month or so. It's called Plastic Eternity, and we heard Little Dogs, and it is accompanied by a music video well worth checking out.
Yes. Lots of little dogs in that video. Before that, we heard new music from a group based out of Hamilton, which is called The Stoves. Weirdo track from their EP that's just self-titled, called Moments. And this band features members of other bands, including Single Mothers, Dirty Nil, and Weepy Eye. And yeah, I think there is also a forthcoming full-length release. Prior to that, we heard music from Ghost Woman's And If, their second full-length album. We heard the instrumental track called Street Meat. Prior to that, we heard music from Philadelphia's Ron Gallo. He has a really cool album. He's had a lot of really cool albums out there. They're kind of in the fuzzy, garagey, punky indie vein. Mm-hmm. And his latest is called Foreground Music, and I believe it came out a couple months back in March. That was more than a couple months back. But anyways, earlier this year, we heard the title track. I also recommend watching the music video for this if you want to see Ron Gallo and members of the band dance oddly in everyday situations.
Well, I always do, so thank you for that recommendation. And we started things off with something from an EP, although it's debatable whether or not it's an EP, considering one of the songs was, what, 18 minutes long?
Yeah.
we heard from Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds with Are You Ready, Freddy? That's from Swing From the Chandelier, the so-called EP that was released back in 2021. And actually, it's very fitting. In this set, we actually had an opportunity to talk to members from three of the five projects in this set.
Oh, yeah, we did. Kid Congo, Evan from Ghost Woman, and then Mark and Steve from Mudhoney.
Mm-hmm. And if you want more information on those interviews, of course, we do always want to encourage you to check out the website at revrock.blogspot.com. You're going to find a lot of information about the show, the bands we love, and some of those interviews, including a great one that we just recently conducted with a member of Shadowy Men on a shadowy planet.
Yeah, Don Pyle. Mm-hmm. You can hear that and read about the album there. And we did one not too long ago, just like an email-based interview with Mono Negatives. Mm-hmm. You can find on the site, too. We played something from their latest album last week. But coming up next, we're going to focus on an album that was originally released in 1973, the third full-length solo album by American musician Lou Reed, released in October of 73, I believe. And
actually, it was released...
Yeah, that's incorrect. This information is incorrect.
No, but it was released this week, 50 years ago. That's crazy to think that this album is already five decades old, and... You know, at the time, it's very interesting to think, because this album was released after Transformer. Now, we did a special on Transformer last year, celebrating the release of that record. And mm-hmm. this one you would think after a commercial breakthrough like that, that maybe Lou Reed would gain a little momentum, maybe try to capitalize on that and end up, you know, having like a nice, safe album to follow that up with that would also ensure some sales and some critical acclaim. But no, because Lou Reed can't do that.
He went in the opposite direction, making a highly thought-provoking concept album. When it was originally released in 1973, Rolling Stone declared it a disaster. anyways, it has since been reevaluated and received more positively for its critical and mixed appraisals originally. But it does tell the story of a couple's struggle with drug addiction and abuse. And there's a lot, actually, more so than just that general statement. It's a concept album. Don't want to say it's a rock opera, because it's not really, but the songs kind of have a cohesiveness to them. It is a concept, and it's a more like a novel with music, I guess.
I would agree. I would say the songs are more like chapters than they are individual tracks. Right? In rock operas, you know, the usual idea is blowing it up into something very opulent that, you know, would be worthy of an operatic setting. But here, it's not the case. These are very much narrative-driven rock songs like Lou Reed had been doing throughout his career. But unlike the kind of hypersexuality of the songs on Transformer, which, for a lack of a better term, were pretty much feel-good moments, there's nothing feel-good about this. I think the reason it got such a polarizing response upon its release was because it deals with some stark subject matter, including, as you said, addiction, abuse, and Lou Reed pulls no punches. I think one of the reasons he's one of my favorite songwriters when he's at his best is that he shows an unfettered look at individuals. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be people we can relate to or people that we can view as quote-unquote heroes, but they're definitely the protagonists of his songs are people that feel fully fleshed out, and he really pays attention to groups and individuals that are often maligned. And that's what made Lou Reed such a beacon for so many other musicians when punk and new wave music was really coming into the foreground, away from the underground of American music in the 1970s. With that said, also, there's a lot more sophistication with the arrangements. Bob Ezrin does a lot of work here collaborating with Lou Reed. Really, you do hear a step away from glam rock, even though that is still prominent on here, but you hear much more delicate and nuanced arrangements, stuff that I don't think you would expect to hear anywhere else in Lou Reed's discography, even though he attempted to. And as Dave said, there was a reappraisal of this record, really, I think, within just the past few decades. For the longest time, it was considered just this kind of like low point of his career. It was a watershed moment before he would go on to more commercially successful releases. But about 2007, I believe, due to the reappraisal of it, he actually toured this album live with a full orchestra. And yeah, that kind of cemented the legacy of the album itself. And I do feel, considering the subject matter, for people who have themselves experienced some dark, dire circumstances, there's a certain hyper-fixation, or I should say hyper-relatability to what Lou Reed is singing.
Yeah, and I also just wanted to mention some of the musicians on this record. On a lot of Lou's early ones, like his first self-titled, featured members of Yes. Mm-hmm. This one actually featured Jack Bruce of Cream on bass on almost all the tracks. It also featured Bob Ezrin on piano and mellotron and arrangement. He also produced the record. Dick Wagner, who did work with Alice Cooper, Kiss, and Lou Reed later on, he did more work with them. Steve Winwood as well.
Stephen Hunter is also electric guitar on
this
too.
And Michael Brecker as well.
Yeah, Michael Brecker. So yeah, some very notable musicians on this. So I do want to say, if you kind of dismissed this record in the past, do yourself a favor, revisit it. It's a harrowing, wonderful experience, well worth the challenge. So we're going to play a selection of tracks from this, including a demo version of the title track Berlin, but then we're going to use that to end off the block. I think just before we get to it, though, we're going to play a brief station ID just to remind you where you're tuned into. We're going to play a quick PSA, and then we're going to get into this tribute to the 50th anniversary of Lou Reed's Berlin. In my humble opinion, probably his best fully realized solo record, here on CJM 99.1 FM.
When she walked on down in the street. She's like a child staring